Welcome to the Catskill Review of Books, a weekly program interviewing authors, hosted by Ian Williams and produced by Kevin Greff in the hydro-powered studios of WJFF in Jeffersonville, New York.
Hello, this is Ian Williams with the Catskill Review of Books. And this week, I'm talking to Ken Monshine. His book, which is perplexing for everybody, Game of Thrones and the Medieval Art of War. So Ken is a medieval historian and specializes in weaponry and actually takes part in reenactments and has his own sets of armor and armaments, which it's a recherche, I'd imagine, occupation. You don't get mass audiences for this stuff. But you were taken with the idea that the Game of Thrones, watched by everybody, has such medievalist antecedents. You wanted to check it out for a reality. With the exception of the dragons, I gather. So, how did you get into this?
So, well, the dragons do have medieval antecedents. They're just canon. How did they get into this? That's a very good question. I would say that when I was about 5 or 6 years old, my mother brought home for me the Howard Pyle, Le Morte d'Arthur. And that sort of sparked this romantic notion in me, which is unusual because I'm a Jewish kid from the unfashionable parts of South Brooklyn. So when Simone de Beauvoir came to America and she asked to be shown my neighborhood because she thought that was the workers' quarters in sort of the European sense. And then I became sort of enamored with this aristocratic fantasy and pursued it not just through medievalist hobbies, such as the Society for Creative Anachronism in college, but all the way through a doctorate in medieval history, along with becoming an equestrian and a jouster, recreational jouster, but I also ride dressage and also a fencing coach, both of modern and historical fencing. So kind of unusually for an academic, I practice what I preach, as it were.
So you were brought up in Brooklyn on a horse farm?
No, there were horse farms near to where I lived, but I didn't ride. It wasn't really the sort of thing that one did. One, you know, went to state university and became perhaps a dentist or a podiatrist or attorney of some sort. That is if one was middle class. I didn't start to ride until college, and I kind of pursued my interests in a way that kind of took me away from what most people who grew up in Canarsie, Brooklyn, do with their lives, perhaps in a slightly bizarre way. But
well, you can see a connection between some parts of Brooklyn and bladed weapons, but I'm not quite sure.
Well, we've all seen The Warriors, even if that was based more on Xenophon. But and then of course, you know, I'm also a very huge fan of fantasy fiction and TV and media, I've written a number of books, mainly on my main research subject, of course, is fencing treatises, which kind of plays into a larger interest I have in how is time represented, how are things that play out in time represented in static media. That was what my dissertation was on. That's what my Fulbright grant to Paris was about. But I thought, yeah, sort of to fact check the Song of Ice and Fire books and Game of Thrones, but also to show how